your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it and say to them, "The kingdom of God is at hand for you." Whatever town you enter and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say, "The dust of your town that clings to our feet, even that we shake off against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God is at hand. I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom on that day than for that town." The 72 returned rejoicing and said, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name." Jesus said, "I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. The Lord, in his writings today, or in his scripture today, gives us some things to think about. And obviously, the most important is what really matters? What is real? How do we distinguish the real from the unreal? And he says to us, the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is at hand. And just as he said that to his disciples 2,000 years ago, so he says to us today, the kingdom of God is at hand. And we come each Sunday to rejoice in his coming, in his presence among us. And we come for the very special reason of participating in a very sacred mystery, the sacred mystery of his body and blood given and shed for us and for the salvation of the world. Jesus tells his disciples today, "The harvest is abundant and the laborer is few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." We pray in this church all the time for vocations to the priesthood and to religious life. We pray that we may help the Lord in some way. And many answer the Lord's call and notice something peculiar. Every time they ask the Lord for something, they hear his word. It might be, "Do it yourself." Or it might be, "Come follow me." Or it might be, "Sit in my presence." It might be, "I have mercy for you." All those things that the Lord tells us each day are his will for us. And so we go about our evangelization projects. We go about having social dinners where we share time and friendship and love together. And many of us live lives mostly with our families, and we find ourselves taking care of our grandchildren, or having our children come and visit us, or taking our parents under our roofs. We have lots of things that we do that the Lord has asked us to do. The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers. He tells us basically, go do it yourselves. And for many of us, that is quite a blessing, because we find that doing those good things for our families, our friends, our neighbors, even for strangers, always has something that's unseen, and that's the blessing of the Lord. And those unseen things are the realities that we seek. The reality is we do not seek material things throughout our lives so that we can build up things to store in barns, as the scripture says. We build up treasures in heaven each time we do a good deed, even if the good deed is not received well. Jesus speaks to his disciples about going out and entering villages where they are either welcomed or unwelcomed. Sometimes we will set out a gracious feast to other people or do good things for them, and they really don't appreciate it. But nonetheless, we can say the kingdom of God is at hand. We're called to help other people, to show them the way to Jesus, to show them to his kingdom. And we're called, especially as a church here, to call other people to come and join us, not because we just want to build numbers for the sake of building numbers, but we want to have everybody know the mercy and love of Jesus. And we have something that others do not have. We have Jesus' promise to remain with us always till the end of the ages. He gives us his body and blood every time we come to this holy sacrifice of the Mass. His sacrifice of the Mass is the sacrifice that he made on Calvary. And among the angels and saints, he offers to us what is shown minute by minute, second by second, for all eternity to his Father. A sacrifice of love on the cross. A sacrifice which overcomes death. A sacrifice which gives us the new Jerusalem. The prophet Isaiah in this first letter says, "Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad because of all you who love her. Exalt over her, all you who were mourning over her." Who was he speaking to? He wasn't foreseeing us sitting in these pews, but he was speaking to some group specifically. He was speaking to the poor Jews that were in captivity in Babylon. He foresaw the end of their captivity. He foresaw the return to their Jerusalem. What were they exalting about? Were they exalting about what they would find when they went back? It would be a perfect place? No. The reality of the situation was that the Babylonians had knocked down all the walls, and the place was completely obliterated. The only people lived there were scavenging. 70 years gone from a place, and they were to go home. But they rejoiced at their return to Jerusalem because it was the new Jerusalem. And their new Jerusalem is the same as our new Jerusalem. The new Jerusalem that is spoken of in the book of Revelation in the Bible, which descends from heaven when God makes a new creation of a new heaven and a new earth. We are called to that new heaven and that new earth. We are called to that kingdom of God, which exists right this second. It may not be seen before our eyes in a physical way, but certainly in a very mysterious way. It comes to us in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, when the angels and the saints attend the Lord as he descends from heaven and comes to us. This is a wonderful mystery, and that's why we come to Mass, to participate in this mystery, this divine life which comes down from heaven and embeds itself in the holy bread and the holy wine of his body and blood. He shares that with us, and we in turn go and share his love as his body and blood in the world. A great mystical promise, a great mystical reality. Let the peace of Christ control your hearts. Let the word of Christ dwell richly in you. May you see the new Jerusalem this day, every day of your lives. The kingdom of heaven is at hand.